Now, the 44th Karlo Vivari International Film Festival, which has just come to an end in the West Bohemian spa town, will surely go down as one of the best in recent years. Many believe that there was an improvement in the standard of films in competition, while the glitter factor was also high, with Hollywood stars like John Malkovich and Antonio Banderas gracing Karlo Vivari's red carpet. Ian Willoughby was there and has the following report.
Křišťálový globus získává belgicko-kanadský film Anděl u moře. A cenu převezmou osobně režisér Frédéric Dumont.
Cheers at Karlo Vivari's closing ceremony, as the Best Film Award was presented to the Belgian-Canadian picture Angel at Sea, the story of a boy whose life is changed when his father imparts a family secret. The picture was something of a surprise winner, beating off unusually strong competition to take the main prize. It also took a second Crystal Globe for Best Actor, which its star, Olivier Gourmet, shared with Paul Giamatti for the latter's performance in Cold Souls. Angel at Sea's director, Frédéric Dumont, was grinning broadly when he spoke moments after Saturday's awards ceremony.
Karlo Vivari is a Class A festival. It's not insignificant. This is going to be all over the Belgian press in the morning. I've got a few projects on the go and I'm currently finishing a screenplay, and it's clear this will help me with those projects. It won't be easy, but this will help. I've proved with this film that I can manage actors, tell a story. I can see the whole process through. This should open doors, at least in Belgium, and maybe in France too, because my next film is a co-production with the French.
Mon prochain film est une coproduction avec la France aussi.
The special jury prize at this year's Karlo Vivari went to the Iranian film 20 by Abdul Reza Kahani. His call for the audience at Hotel Termal to stand up in support of the people of Iran was heeded. It also won the backing of John Malkovich, who said he'd been at the inauguration of Václav Havel and that Iran's time would also come. The Best Director Award at this year's Karlo Vivari went to Andreas Drezen for Whiskey and Vodka. Accepting the award, he joked that it was surprising a German comedy would take any kind of prize. Paprika Steen took the Best Actress Award for a stunning performance in the Danish film Applause, while the main documentary prize went to Osadne by Slovak director Marko Škop, who had taken the same award in 2006. The biggest star this year was Antonio Banderas, who wowed both organizers and fans with his easygoing nature. The Hollywood A-lister spent 7 months shooting in Prague in 1992 and was asked by Karlo Vivari Festival TV what his strongest memories of that time were.
There are many memories. I cannot just specify one. I remember the big long walks that I used to take on Sundays. I used to wake up very early in the morning, get on my sneakers and just go around town and get lost. I loved that feeling of getting lost in Prague, in the Malastrana, just to interact with people that I was finding. I started reading, actually, Czech literature. I read Kafka. I remember that, reading the process in a beautiful terrace by the river, things like that is what I remember. And people, the human factor, very important too.
Antonio Banderas received a Festival President's Award at the 44th Karlo Vivari. The more prestigious Crystal Globe for Outstanding Artistic Contribution to World Cinema was presented to three film greats: French actress Isabel Huppert, Czech animator Jan Švankmajer, and the American actor John Malkovich.
Ian Willoughby there with our final report from the Karlo Vivari Film Festival.